right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello and welcome to... I say our names?
Yeah, your name first.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I love new podcasts. It's like new dating energy.
It's a lot of new dating energy. Chris and I are just starting to see each other. Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns. And this is Middle Children.
Beautiful.
You guys nailed that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That voice that you're hearing and running from is none other than my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Current manager.
Yeah.
Current Summer House cast member. You've heard her podcast, Burning in Hell. You've seen her doing stand-up and talking about her cat on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hannah Burner.
You get me.
Welcome.
I just want to say something. Mm. First of all, you look very handsome today, Chris.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Your skin is glowing. Are you moisturizing?
Today I haven't been. I did run out of my face wash like 7 days ago and I've just been using bar soap.
Sometimes go back to the basics.
So
also,
you know,
do you want to say something complimentary about me?
I was going to say, I like what's on your feet. I don't know what they are, but
slippers.
I like them.
They are slippers.
Those are, I think, slippers.
They're falling apart. I'm not going to lie about it.
Those look like comfy slippers, though.
They are comfy. And the thing is, I have hardwood floors. Humble brag. And so, like, my little feet get cold.
They're just so petite.
I thought you were going like to say me. You just, like, slipping around on them.
I love
day.
To slip and slide. And
my
just,
little size 3 feet.
Yeah. Size, I am a 9.5/10. So I do actually have big feet. But
okay,
the thing
athlete.
Is, that's right. I could, I can't run. I mean,
I just
I
imagine
could.
You Tom Cruising all over the apartment, bumping into your cat.
Can you imagine? Winnie would lose it.
I also have hardwood floors, so.
Do you
and
wear slippers?
I'm poor, so. No, I don't wear slippers. I like to feel alive. Yeah.
Is Winnie a middle child?
She is an only child, but she is also raised as if she's a middle child. Like, she... You know, she, you can tell she's angry all the time as a middle child is. Anytime I have people over, she's like, wow.
Winnie's also Jesse's cat. Did we confirm that?
If you don't know that though, do you even know me? Winnie is my cat and my middle child, my only middle child. But yeah, she's mad all the time. Whenever I have other people over, she's like, I thought today was our day. Mm-hmm. I could have sworn. And if I have a busy week, she's just like, forget it. Yep. Forget it.
That's how I feel about
my parents. My dad texted me today because it's Valentine's Day, and he says, like, happy Valentine's Day, best middle, because I talk about being a middle child all the time that he now just calls
sweet.
Me. Thank
I
you.
Love the passive aggressiveness of it all.
My dad texted me and said, happy Saint V.S. Day.
Well, because
it
God
counts.
And religion's important. Okay, Chris?
Saint Valentine.
You wouldn't know because you're going to hell, but
but trust me.
For people going to heaven, it's important to talk to the saints.
I've been watching a lot of American Horror Story. I was like catching up, and it's where they like pop in and out of hell in this season.
Ooh. Pop in and out of hell?
No, because it's like the apocalypse version or whatever. So like they bring back a bunch of characters that have been killed
off.
So they like go to hell to get them, but everyone's in their own personal hell.
Oh.
So like Emma Roberts' character is working at like a Bed Bath & Beyond, and it's her personal hell. And she's like the only one there working, and she knows she's in hell. And then like Lily Robb's character is just constantly being forced to dissect a frog over and over again.
Wow.
What season is this?
Six, I think. Apocalypse.
Okay, I think I quit on that one, so I'll get back on it.
Yeah, I normally, when I start watching American Horror Story, I lose weight because I feel so sick.
Yeah.
Sick to my stomach. I literally lost like 7 pounds when I watched the circus season because I would try to eat and I'd be like, girl, you can't.
I didn't get past the first scene when he's like crushing the people's heads. I was like, no, thank you.
Did you get to the scene when they're cutting off Jessica Lange's legs?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't eat during that. You can't even find, I can't have food in the vicinity.
I'm trying to eat my Cheetos. And catch up on my soaps.
But the fact I made it that far, I just hate when people are like, oh, get to, you know, you have to watch this. And I'm like, I couldn't make it through. And they're like, once you get to season 17, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have the time.
Season 17,
I think season 2 of American Horror Story is the best.
Is that the witch one?
No, that's...
I didn't love the witch one.
I didn't love the witch one, but this season they bring back all the witches. And it's like, if the witch one was better, then it's this. Do you know who also hated The Witch One? Jessica Lange. I just read an interview and she said The Witch One was her least favorite
Jessica
character.
Jessica Lange pops off. Jessica Lange
doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of not giving a shit, yeah. Hannah Berner is not a middle child.
No. Famously not.
Speaking
of not giving a shit, you guys didn't even know if I was the oldest or the youngest.
I thought you were the youngest.
I thought you were the youngest.
Why?
Because
your parents, let me say something. So Hannah's parents are at every event.
Sweetest people alive.
I should have known that you were the oldest because my parents have come to not a one a thing.
Okay, my parents live in New York City.
Doesn't matter. They would go over high water. They went to Boston. True. They drove us. They like
amazing
are so
people.
Invested on in
Her
you.
Her father used to let me do my makeup in their bathroom
because it would help my video.
It was, and your mom is just lovely. Every time I see her, it's like
a dream.
Amazing.
A dream.
So you thought I was the youngest?
Yeah,
I thought you were the youngest because
you give off youngest vibes. Am I wrong? Well, to be fair, I don't think I think maybe I've met your brother once.
Yeah,
I've met your brother and I met your brother's girl fiance, excuse me. And so I think because of that, I thought he was older because it seems like he has his life together.
And you know what? My parents introduced him as the normal child.
Bless him for that. An intro.
But you're the famous one.
Yeah.
And that is what allows you to be on middle children.
That's right.
No one's asking
you're
Daniel,
desperate for attention.
Boring ass Daniel. No, I love him. But from a young age, he felt like he was more mature than me.
Yeah.
And he like would always rub it in, like that was a thing in fights. He'd be like, "Well, I'm more mature than you."
What's the age difference?
22 months to be exact.
Wow,
so
close.
It's a close one.
Yeah,
but it's the kind of thing where like I remember he had a little snake tongue. Sorry, it's like that was an American Horror Story.
I'm into that. Hello.
Relax, Chris. Keep in your pants. But he would like say really mean, shitty things. But yeah. He was the cute child. Like my dad says that I was ugly when I came out of the womb.
Okay, that's too real for me. Like, don't tell me that.
It's very real. He goes, Daniel, he's big blue eyes, blonde hair. Aww. He goes, Hannah, we weren't sure about you.
Yeah, we were on the fence.
So I was cute-ish because I had like a fun personality, but my brother was like Gerber baby.
That's me
cute.
On a dating app. I'm like, I'm fun-ish. Yeah. I have a good personality.
I know, me too.
Like, I remember once there was a scout in the playground. This, I guess what happens when you grow up in like New York City.
Yeah.
There's a scout for like a Gap ad.
Oh, wow.
And they pulled five kids.
Yes.
Including my brother. And I remember the day of, they were like, we're bringing Daniel to this modeling thing for kids. And I was like, was I not pretty enough to be in it?
And they were like, no, sweetie.
But they were like, let me come.
Aww.
And I remember
they
fake let me get a test shot to make me think I was on it. So basically was the hot one.
Yeah.
But he is such a little dick.
Yeah.
Like, he would say these mean things to me, and then I would lose my temper, and eventually, like, I remember once I squeezed his head. Like, I was like, I can't smack him, so I'm just gonna squeeze him.
Yeah.
And once, like, they left us alone, and they said, Hannah and Daniel, and we gone for 2 hours. Here's spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Don't get in a fight. They got back. The meatballs were all over the wall
because
we got in a throwing fight. But it all starts with Daniel saying something dickish, and then I would get physical.
So you throw meatballs at him?
So then I always got in trouble. And to this day, I'd be like, Mom, he's the asshole.
He's the one who started
it. I also would always be the one that was getting in the most trouble. I was like grounded all of the time. But it was because both my brothers would just do whatever they wanted, but just say yes to my parents when they would say things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas I would be like, no, but this is why I can't do this. And then literally I would be like, Jim just does whatever the fuck he wants and doesn't get in any trouble. He's lying blatantly. And my parents would be like, well, take a hint.
Yeah. Be street smart.
And I'm like,
but my brother and I were close, like twins almost, where we'd be in on stuff together. Like I remember once my brother would smoke weed and he was like, I want to smoke weed outside, but Mom and Dad are home. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I remember being like, you're 16, I'm 17. They're cool. Like, our parents were cool. And I was like, let's just ask them. And he was like, okay. And I was like, Mom, can we smoke weed outside? And she was like, no, you can't. She's like, I'm a middle school principal. And she somehow, you know how parents can spin it somehow she explained how us smoking weed outside could make us homeless eventually.
Yeah.
She's
like,
then I lose my job. Then who's paying the bills? And then you can't go to college. And next thing you know, we're homeless. And I was
who
like,
who the fuck asked their mom at 17
I thought,
to go
I was
smoke
like,
weed
dude,
outside.
If we get the okay, like, we can do whatever we want.
I'm like,
and
I'm a lot like,
was so
I was
mad
like that
at
too.
Daniel
smoke weed
was like,
I was
you
scared.
Fucking idiot. Why would you ask the parents? Now they know that I want to smoke weed. And but like, we
I
dealt with
done
shit
that.
Together.
I would have done that. My brother, we're 13 months apart. Talk about very close. Damn. Apparently, my mom, this is what I've heard, she had just lost all the baby weight from my brother and then found out she was pregnant with me. So the resentment started early. Exactly.
The resentment.
It started early because I was like, baby body gone now. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, as I am the older child and my brother, I think, got to see like my trials and tribulations and make decisions based off of them.
Sure.
So like As I've been waiting to mention, I play tennis. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah. What?
I wanted you to get chest. That out.
Since when?
Thank you. Actually, I did play golf on Summer House last episode. No one said shit about it.
Wow. Great swing.
I saw the outfit. Thank
you. Oh yeah, that was Bruto's, Lindsay's. I like didn't know I was going.
It's
golfing
not your fault. It's any golfing outfit. True. Is what I thought.
Yeah, it's true. Very. I hate.
Don't get me started. Okay. They don't let you have shorts, but like above your knee, and I'm like, that's not a short. A short.
What
means
golfing?
It's, yeah, for women, it's a whole thing.
No, golfing outfits are just atrocious.
Golfing is sexist. Yeah. Oh yeah. So So I played tennis, and my brother and I started at the same time, and he could see that I was a little more passionate about it, and then like. He didn't like that you would lose so many points within one match that you'd win. Like, you still have to lose a lot. And he eventually told my parents, Hannah likes it more than me. Give her my lessons.
Oh.
Wow.
Which was great. And he realized, like, my dad and I got very intense. And it was like, we're crying, we're yelling, we're laughing, we're happy. And my brother was like, I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah.
He would have to travel to all our tournaments and just sit in the car while I was crying if I lost and just watch all of it. And I think that definitely affected him, but it made him go in the direction of like, he was really smart. Yeah. He's now like an engineer for Bloomberg. He was always very athletic, but he decided to do like theater and other creative things. Great at video games.
Just kidding.
He actually is a little metrosexual. He gets mad when I yell at him about it. He's like, don't call me metrosexual. Do you like this sweater, though?
Yeah.
So he got to see kind of what he wanted to do based on me. I also wanted my dad's affection.
Yeah.
And he was like, he bucked authority and was like, fuck you, dad. Mm. My dad would be like, why are you guys watching TV?
And I'll
be like,
did him and your mom get along better?
Him and my mom are the same person. Me and my dad are the same person.
Yeah, that normally and that's why with three, one loses. Yeah.
So my mom is a middle child. And she said to me, Hannah.
And that's why she's in a spot of authority. That's why. Running a middle school.
She said, because of my life, I stopped at Daniel because I didn't want anyone to have to be the middle child.
Oh. Bless her.
Bless her.
Bless her.
You guys might need to have Lenore on.
We should
on.
Have her on.
I'm having her on.
I love her.
I've said I always want to have three now so that I can make my middle like the best.
Yeah.
I'll be like, it's all about the middle for
me. Abuse the middle one and they will fight through. And
fight
make
through.
It out.
Ooh.
My mom, she was the first, she went to an Ivy League school.
Yes, she did.
The first female in her family to go to college.
Wow.
Now she,
here.
Middle is something to prove.
She's fucking, she's
like, you want to forget about me? I'm going to Harvard, bitch.
I'll show you.
I feel like I have middle tendencies.
You can't, you don't. You couldn't.
Sorry, I just wanted to be part of the clan.
Because your parents, they...
because they
the
listen to me.
I see from them, I'm like, I am so envious.
But you know what? I had too much support. And I would
I'm
yell
sure.
at my... Like, they cared too much.
Too much.
To
you
the
felt
point
smothered.
That, like, their moods were affected by my, like, success.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And my dad,
thank
I
God
know...
that's not the case with me.
It's literally... We get home. How'd you do? What's going on? Yeah. Like, it was always like that. But I think that... my job as an older child was to eventually get some disconnect with my parents because they're my best friends. Yeah. I'm by far the favorite. They do love my brother, but in a different way.
Different way.
Because he like doesn't call them and I call
He has boundaries, it feels like.
He has healthy boundaries.
But he lives here too, yeah?
Yeah.
Astoria.
He's created a home for himself with his fiance, the cat. We have to call if we want to go. And he doesn't respond to text messages very often.
Obsessed.
He has boundaries.
He has boundaries.
I have zero fucking boundaries.
Yeah.
I will call and text my parents all day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
No,
I guess
I'm jealous.
I don't have boundaries, really.
Do I?
No, me. In general, I feel like I don't really have boundaries.
Do you have boundaries?
You have too many boundaries,
I guess,
Chris.
I do. Maybe I do. I don't know.
You have protective shields.
That I have.
That you have.
A shield was a very masculine word to use.
He does. You've got little shields up with people.
You have cute little...
Listen, you keep him at an arm's length.
Yeah, and then a foot
forever.
Forever.
And then you die alone.
Well, exactly.
And that is
That's
how
what
you get
love
there.
Is. And today is Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day, so I think it'd be fun. Yeah. to talk about our first little rejections.
Our first little rejections.
Like our love rejections.
Yeah, because it's important. I think as a middle child, sometimes you go, okay, it's not going to happen with family. But the good news is, romantic-wise, yeah, I'll be wanted and loved. And then when you're rejected there, you go, I'll die alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can sense that middle child energy.
Oh, desperation.
Like, desperate. I've been told once. Yeah, I have literally been told once by someone,
yeah,
you're never going to find anyone because your desperation reeks off of you. And I was like,
don't
well,
love that sentence.
That's a rude
Who
person.
Used the word reek? Don't use the word reek.
It was one of my Israeli bosses at the restaurant before.
Oh, you're trying to fuck him?
No, he was just,
he just smelled desperation
friends.
And wanted to let you know.
Yeah, literally.
You were like, I'm trying to get an order in.
He was
yeah.
straight. It was, you know, oh. he's fun. He's
That's
fun.
A rough one to hear, I think.
And when, before, like, because in middle school and shit, like, I still was, quote unquote, into women.
Love that for you.
Love that.
So, or I was trying, you know.
Yeah,
Would you
dabbling.
Ever reject women? Like, were women?
No, no women were, like, coming. Actually, that's a lie. One girl Ooh. Was, but she was, like,
But the other girls you were more attracted to?
Well, you know what I've realized?
There are people that are attractive. Like,
you're right.
If an attractive person was like, I like you, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I like you too.
I think that's how people like are gay for a little.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, I'm over men or like.
Yeah.
Well, girls do that, I feel like lately because men are trash.
There was once a girl that I called in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Because I had a
Just
crush
to say
on
hey,
her.
Girl. Yeah.
I called and said I was listening to the Pink Misunderstood album and I thought of you.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Which song triggered it?
Yeah. I don't even remember what song.
God is a DJ.
Pink.
Oh, that might have not
God
been
God is
it.
A DJ.
God is a
Can
DJ.
Can you imagine if he is?
I have very first child energy.
Yeah.
Where that I have like reverse body dysmorphia. I've always thought I was hot. Not in like an attractive way, just like I thought I was the shit.
Love that for
I never
you.
Really That's looked great. In the mirror. I actually knew I was ugly, let's be honest, from my dad. But I knew I had other qualities. I was like, I'm a, whatever. All
I'm
I know
a
10. Is I remember being aggressive from a young age.
Yeah.
I remember I got my parents got a call that I cornered a little boy in the bathroom and started kissing him when I was like 4.
Obsessed. When you were 4?
And my mom was like, Jeremy's cute. Good for you.
Your first kiss
slut.
Was at 4?
No, it was my first real kiss was like 14, and that was like eating an oyster, and I didn't like it.
Oof.
See, that's amazing though.
But like when I was young, I knew that I like liked these cute little boys, and that I was a queen. But like then I remember in middle school, like guys would like start hugging girls, like they'd be like, "What's up? Let me get a hug." And I remember being like, "No. My body is a fucking temple. You're not going to cop a feel."
Let
Did I have tits
hug.
Or anything? No.
No.
Could he cop a feel of anything? No.
No, but he
But I knew.
He did.
I like literally put myself on such a pedestal.
Wow.
But really, I was probably just scared.
That's an older child speaking
I think
if
so
you've
too,
ever heard one.
Because that's what's funny is the confidence of
it
being
was
like, I'm a prize because your parent, like, I think that
oh, I
we,
always felt like
at least
that.
I never thought, I was like, if anyone will stoop as low as two.
I literally put myself out of the running
yeah.
of like dating because I was like, I'm in another realm that you humans don't understand.
Wait, so what was your first kiss when you were 14?
My first kiss was at a tennis academy. Of course.
Okay, where you're thriving
you
though because you're like.
And there was this older guy. He
oh
was
my
like.
God.
16.
No.
He's from Bermuda, light skinned black guy, cute accent. And he goes, I'm going to knock on your door at midnight and come out and give me a kiss. I was so scared.
Oh my God. At midnight, too, I'd be like, can we do 10?
I would be sitting like midnight.
Yeah, wait.
All the pills have already fucking set in by then.
Truly. So he knocks on the door and I remember it was dark and my heart is pitter-pattering.
Oh my gosh.
And I walk out and at first we have an awkward hug.
Yeah.
And then I just felt a tongue. It was like eating a clam. There was I didn't know what I was doing and he went in. And I know now he did not know what he was
That's
doing.
That's the thing.
And after it I just turned back around and went back in my room.
Sure.
Ran to the bathroom.
Were you just like in the doorway?
Yeah, we were like in the doorway. Or in we shut the door and we were like in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then I run back in and I look at myself in the bathroom mirror and I'm like, you've lost all your innocence. And I like was listening.
I did that when I sucked dick for the first time.
Okay, you don't have to get so graphic.
See, that's, and now we're that's different, you know.
I was listerining. Yeah. I was like, ugh. And then I was like, it's so disgusting. How are you supposed to kiss guys? It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
And the next day I was like playing tennis and I'm like, I'm a different person now. I've seen some shit.
A bad kiss though can throw you for a loop.
Dude, like, and it wasn't like we started, like, now I know how, like, you don't just go in with a full tongue.
If you tongue that quick, I'm out the door.
And also, even if you tongue quick, if it's okay, I'm like, okay, well, you're good at that tongue. This tongue,
no,
was messy.
Well, you want consent with the tongue. So I don't think the tongue can come too soon because it's like, how.
It was slimy and slurpy. Ugh. And it might have gone outside my lips. That's slimy. How wild it was.
I just read a news article about a woman that was arrested because she bit off a guy's tongue because she said she didn't want a tongue kiss. She just wanted to mouth kiss, but then he kept trying to tongue her and she bit off his tongue.
The thing is,
that's too hard though.
She was also like 55 and he was like 60.
I mean, obsessed. Obviously he wasn't listening. She said, then it's mine.
And she took it.
She got the pointy dentures.
Ow, that hurts. I can't even think about, because when you just bite your tongue accidentally, I'm in such pain for forever.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
It almost hurt as much as when I was in some when I was in 7th grade, me and this girl used to thank you so much. But we used to pass notes back and forth.
Yeah.
It was very romantic.
That's very romantic.
Notes.
Now
love
she's
notes.
Like, God, I can't even describe how much things have changed. But we would pass notes back and forth and I kept them all in a pocket in my backpack.
Yeah.
And then once in the cafeteria, I like went to get food and I came back and this kid had gone into my backpack and found all the notes.
Oh, no.
And was reciting them.
No.
While someone else played fake bongos like it was a slam poetry contest.
Honestly, impressed by the creativity. Wait, were they like romantic notes?
No. No, it took me like another note and was like,
that's mine.
Oh my God.
You were like laughing. What a pussy.
I like, yeah. Oh, it was awful.
No. Do you remember like where you'd write stuff and then do like the yes or no options?
Sure do. Got a lot of written in maybes.
Jesse, I feel like you're trying to distract us.
Yeah.
What was your first rejection?
I'm like, literally though, what's funny is
she keeps asking us questions.
Well, because I was, you know, it's amazing sort of like where I am now and where I've been.
Yeah.
Just because, so just to set the scene, as we know, in 5th grade, I had trichotillomania. I pulled all my hair out. It was growing back in like a baby. This is
all
me in 7th grade. All of it.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a wig?
I had a very thick headband, which I was like, this will do. Actually,
here,
you can't even see. Hold on.
Was it a hat?
Here, hold this.
Hold on. Oh, wait, I think you should. Oh, hold on.
Is she going to put it on? Oh, okay. I'm glad this is graphic.
They can't see that. We'll look at it after, maybe. Okay.
The point is, I didn't want to cut my hair, so it was like stringy, long, like a mohawk sort of.
Did you care?
Like a rat tail.
Did you know that your hair?
I feel like I'm watching a movie.
I feel like if you cared, you would have gotten a wig.
Well, it's also when you don't know how to get a wig at that age.
Here's the thing: when it was happening, I've been very good about this in all times of my life. I'm in very high denial.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, there's a point where
if you don't address it, it's not real.
Yeah. I looked I was tubby, of course, tubby little princess. So I remember looking at myself in the mirror, tubby, no hair, and going, Jesse, you're going to get a personality. You have no choice. Like, you're going to get a personality.
You're going to be funny, girl.
Girl, that's funny, but to be honest, you can't create a personality. You always had it.
Thank you. But I certainly had to lean in.
Yes,
let me put it that way. I was like, you don't have the luxury to be mean to people, girl. You got to be nice to anyone who ever looks your way.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of targets ready to go.
You got to, so swerve with some humor.
I did get better at stop pulling my hair out, but it started growing in like it did as a baby, which is like very Shirley Temple, like ring, not good.
Ooh, curls. I like that.
Well, not great for middle school because I didn't know what to do with it. Had a rolly backpack. So once again, was a huge target.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared. I was also dyslexic, so I was in like the slower class. Like literally, when I tell you, no one even looked at me with any sort of romantic connection till I was like maybe in high school.
Were there not any other like cute, slower boyfriends you could have taken advantage of?
I think when anyone liked me, I was literally like this guy's psychotic.
That's how I am now.
Yeah, me too. So I was like, I would shut them down in every way possible and just be like, I went to Israel when I was 16, humble brag, as a Jew would. And it was a 5-week trip. And there was this guy on my trip named Jacob. And I was like, does this guy like me? I can't tell. There's only like 4 guys, you know, and like 20 girls, like any program I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
So I was always like, I'm definitely not the prettiest. I'm definitely not going to have any guy like me. But this guy liked me. And I was petrified, even though he was my really good friend. And I kept thinking, like, it couldn't be me. Like, it couldn't be.
So middle child.
Like, I was literally so confused as to why he wanted to hang out with me. I think at one point he wanted to hold my hand, which is still my biggest fear. And
well, that's crazy intimate.
It is crazy intimate.
That's insane.
Your hands have the most nerves besides your clitoris.
What?
And so, I made that up, but it sounded
right.
Has
anyone ever touched the back of your knees? That shit's crazy.
Okay, you fucking freak.
I'm not talking like sex
with
stuff.
A feather?
No, just like you know
with
when
a wax
someone
candle?
You know when someone like scratches your arm lightly?
Yeah.
If you do that on the back of someone's knee, oh, amazing.
Goodbye.
Honestly, I'm turned on.
Honestly, note to self.
I'll do it for you later.
Next time I hook up with a guy, I'm going straight for back of the knee. He'll be like, "What are you up to?"
I'll
be like,
the back of my knees.
Just let me do this. Let this happen. Anyhow, so this guy really liked me and I literally couldn't accept it. Could not. Like, I remember we went outside like one of the last nights, him and I, like looking at the stars, like, and I just couldn't look at him. I was like, if I look at him, we're going to kiss. And if we kiss, I'll die. Like,
don't be. What's the light greatness quote? That's what happened.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of the light. Quote?
I was afraid of the light.
Don't be afraid.
I was a bug.
I'm not afraid
that
of the light. I'm
away
running
from
for
the
it.
Light.
Your greatest fear is fear itself?
Yeah.
You only
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Miss half the chances
that you don't take. Shoot for the moon, land among the stars.
Yes.
But yeah, so I couldn't make out with him. I couldn't accept any of that. It wasn't until I was
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
16. My first kiss wasn't until I was in college and it was with someone I don't know his name in a basement.
I love that for you though. No pressure.
Yeah. I was drunk and I was like, honestly, why am I keeping this weird? Like, why am I not just
were
like.
Were you like saving the kiss at that point? You're like, I'm waiting.
Yes.
For
this
it.
Is what I wanted. So I myself am a princess that like lives in a tower and I need like a guy who's like, throw it on your hair. Okay. That's fine. I'll climb up the wall. You know what? I'll do the vine route. Like I need him to think of all these different ways to like.
Same.
Break.
And you know what? They never make it up the tower.
They're always like, throw it on your hair. I'm like, no, I can't. They're like, okay
we're
going
to go to the next tower. Yeah. The bitch in the next tower is a hoe.
The bitch in the next tower is on the first floor.
That's the
and
thing.
I'm like,
so that's, I kept being like, well, someone's going to like break through my armor. And then the answer is no, they're not. And so.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and
it's
yours.
It's funny because I wasn't necessarily cute and I didn't get boobs till college. Oh. But I did have that crazy first child thing where like even my dad with tennis, I would get so nervous because he always wanted me to win. But the fact he even would expect me to beat some of these girls, like I'd be playing the number one girl in the nation and I'd lose and he'd be like, you had that. You should have beat her. So it's like, it's bad because I would get feel bad afterwards and I shouldn't have felt bad.
Right.
But then it's like, he gave me this crazy belief.
Confidence.
And to this day though, I think I have too much confidence where guys are like, calm it the fuck down.
I think it's so great to have confidence.
I would rather have to be squashed all the time. Like I would rather have someone be like, you need to calm down with the confidence than you need to calm down with the pride.
I mean, on Twitter, someone was like, Hannah's the CEO of thinking she's hotter than she is 2 days ago on Twitter. And I said, I'm thriving still.
That is the truth. And you have to be your own CEO is the problem.
Yeah. I had this joke when I was filming Summer House that all the cameramen are so fucking hot. They're all like 6'4".
Oh my gosh. You know, I expect
hot.
That.
Huge and quiet.
I love a cameraman.
And quiet.
It's my type.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So you're like, not talking. You're just looking at me.
Yeah, they're just
And then you like smile at what I just said. Fucking let's
it
go.
It is. Oh, and sometimes you'd kind of, they'd be close to you and you like hear them breathe and I'm like, ooh, the hair is on my neck.
Are you, can you like talk to them?
So you like shouldn't, like you'll get, you shouldn't do that. But every now and then we spend so much time together.
Yeah.
So I like, they can hear you too. So sometimes me and Paige, I'll be like, is Jason like so fucking hot? And the next time you see him, you like know he heard you because everyone can hear the audio. So at one point I was convinced this one guy, Jason, like was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
And whenever he'd walk in the room, I'd be like, interesting, look who it is.
But like, he's like, ma'am, I
his literal,
am married. This is my job.
His literal only job is to follow me around in everything I do. And I'm like,
what
look
a dream.
Who it is. I literally thought this guy wanted to fuck me. And he like, yeah, definitely has a full family.
Ugh.
Didn't want to fuck me.
Yeah.
I also have, I have so many stories of this. I was like walking with the Starbucks cup.
I love this
story. Oh my God. Can I tell it?
Please.
Or is that too
no,
much?
You have to.
Oh, but did I give it away by just saying that?
I haven't heard of it.
No, whatever. Well, anyway, so I like got my butthole and vagina lasered.
Okay.
That's like confidence out the wazoo.
It is like
now.
You feel like a
the
sexy
CEO has been given an assistant.
And you're walking and you like people don't know, but you
I
know.
I don't like that clean feeling.
Your
it's
ass.
Too, it's too clean.
It's like the wind. Don't scare me now. Don't scare me now.
No, I need,
you know? Because I need, am like,
I thought there
bear.
Was another line coming. We're all like, don't scare what?
So you're walking out fresh
so
as
I'm
a
walking
spring
fresh
lamb.
As a daisy. And I see this guy in a jacket. And we're like downtown Manhattan.
Hannah's
and
really into jackets.
He's looking at me.
Yeah.
And he looks like a finance dude who has a shit together.
Hell yeah. Well,
all the creeps I mean. Do.
and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. And I'm not an eye contact person. I also am like, I'm above eye contact with people. Yeah. But I felt his energy. I felt like his hormones were realizing like my yeah. butthole looked good. And then he looks at
what
me.
What were you wearing?
No idea. Not important. The confidence was.
Is stunning.
Stunning.
Mm. Yeah.
And he said, hey.
In New York?
New York City. If a dude says hey to you, he's
when
either,
was this?
This was like middle of the day.
When? I mean, like how long ago?
Like 2 months ago.
Did he just fucking recognize you?
Can you
can
let
you
me
wait? The well, point like, is, he said hey. That rarely happens.
It's
in
funny
because
if I he said hey.
It happened to me no. today. Thank you.
I know. Oh, that's true.
But then but you like pulled the middle child.
You did pull a middle
you were
child.
Like, oh, the guy's lost. The guy was trying to have sex with you. This guy so. Goes, hey. And the only guys that say hey to you are trying to rob you.
Absolutely.
Or like exactly.
complete
that's
freaks
what I was like, this guy's robbing
that
me.
You're like, this is going to be terrible. I don't know what he's going to say. I'm going to jump into traffic to
right.
get out of this.
Yeah, you got
this
it.
This is like a hot dude. So immediately I'm like, this is that meet cute moment.
Yeah.
Like this is what they talk about in movies. Like he saw me.
He saw you.
And was like, I don't something about her. She's the one.
I can't
one.
Unsee.
And like
can't
my, unsee. And I'm like, with the right guy, like my energy will speak for itself. He will just know.
He's like, I want to see the back of those knees.
And tickle, I want to.
And I just go, hey. And he goes, do you know where the nearest Starbucks is?
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys have said worse openers to me.
A hundo P.
So like, I'm offended he thinks just because I'm a white girl, I know where all the Starbucks are in the city.
But you knew where
but
it was.
But he's not wrong.
I
he's
did
not
know
wrong
where it was.
Is the thing. And also like, what's he going to say? How's the weather?
What yeah, part of was, the city were you in?
I was in like Tribeca.
There's Starbucks everywhere.
Well,
that's the whole point. It's mm-hmm. like he was
so
just,
I was like, he's just opening. And I yeah. was like, that is adorable. And yeah. I need to stop being so hard on men.
Right.
And I will... I'll answer his stupid answer. Question
what
to get the
do?
Party started. Yeah. And I said, it's actually two blocks that way.
Yeah.
And then he just went. Did not even say thank you. Just no. went his married way. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, like, am I that intimidating?
Right.
Like once I spoke, he was like, I have no chance with this girl.
Yeah,
like she has it together. She yeah. must have a podcast. Her voice is like an angel.
Yeah. She's clearly hairless.
And I literally am like, I'm so intimidated.
Yeah.
I am a hairless mole rat.
Yeah.
That he wants to fuck.
Right.
And I was just, my initial reaction was not, oh, he doesn't like me. Mm. I was like, I'm so hot that like he got the guts and then like panicked.
He panicked.
He was like Jesse in her Israeli trip at
exactly.
16 with no hair.
Yeah,
and then like three
it's 16
blocks
I had
in,
hair. It's 16 I had hair.
I'm okay. So, okay.
You said.
I apologize.
No, thank you.
Full head of hair,
beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful it come hair. Back in. I tamed it.
The curls were great.
Yeah.
I imagine you straightened it and had a side bang, but that's just me. And
you could be
you.
Right.
Yeah. So then I'm like walking, and I'm still like, he could have fucking Googled it on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, why did he ask me?
Right.
And then I realized I'm drinking like a huge venti like chai macchiato.
Right.
Whipped Starbucks cream drink. Coming out the top.
Yeah, like it was just out of control. And I'm like, oh. And that's when I realized, like, you're fucking crazy. Like, I literally, any dude
it's
that talks.
First child confidence. That's what that is.
But that confidence hasn't, I'm still single.
Right.
So I don't know if it matters.
Yeah, but you do well.
You do well. You clean up.
Oh, I clean up, but also.
I
and
always
I
feel
see
like
you
you're
with guys.
Like with some hot tall man.
Cause yeah. I like it for my ego.
But you, and I see you with guys and the confidence you have with them to like, first of all, book them, keep them, and then yeah. keep them trained.
Well, it's going to be an interesting one that actually ends up with Hannah.
I know.
Permanently. Cause that's going to be someone that's
I actually
really
think
gotta,
he'll be a little quieter.
I think he's going to be, yeah, quiet.
He'll be a camera guy energy. Reserves. Camera guy energy.
It's funny because a lot of guys I go on dates with looks like a make-a-wish thing. like, I'm so not good looking enough to be with them.
Oh, you're the make the wish. Yes. That's insane. You're
no,
so
100%.
Hot.
I remember, I'm with, no. I get with the hot, like, if I could show you some of the dudes I've
but
been
Hannah,
with.
But Hannah, you're hot.
No, but the thing is, I'm not their level
you
of hot.
You are literally in a Bravo thing running in a bikini.
That's because I have absurd confidence.
You're hot, Hannah. When I,
no, but no one, I didn't grow up with, like, my parents never told me I was pretty. I was never a princess. It wasn't valued in my household. Like, yeah. Looks were not talked about in
but
my household.
But athletes are hot.
I guess
I remember
so.
When I first met you, I was like, damn, that girl is like, the. I'm worried that she's the cool girl at my sorority.
Like, I was going to put
yeah,
you
when
in
I
a
would have
headlock
to change
yeah.
all my-
and be like, this is what we do with newbies.
I was going to give you a noogie.
Yeah, I was petrified.
I used
I was
to
like,
have
ah.
to fucking change my clothes in front of Hannah. And I'm like, this bitch is going to yeah.
That is so
send
funny to hear that.
Send my pics to Radar Online as like a yeah. porpoise that made it on land.
You're like the coolest hot girl. And that's why I feel like anyone who gets with you is like, oh my God, she's a hot girl that's like nice. Yeah.
I'm always
cool.
like, she must have been ugly as a child.
You have that energy.
I was ugly
until
about three.
I'm dead.
That must have been so hard for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I got really cute.
But
before.
It's true. You do. You have that. I feel like people can't don't expect how cool you actually are.
Yeah, but I appreciate that
yeah,
so much.
I mean
it's
that.
Because like actually my mom's grandma's Nana Stilgata on Instagram, who is gorgeous, stunning in the like she's the most beautiful human that's ever existed.
Yeah.
So glamorous.
Insane body.
But everything is about looks to her.
Yeah.
So I think my mom rebelled.
Love
and
that.
My mom never wears makeup. My mom is arguably
gorgeous.
Gorge.
The most gorgeous person as well.
Yes.
But I grew up in a household where my mom purposely like never made anything about looks. My mom
that's
never
a middle
looks,
child.
My mom
you
never
see what she did?
Yeah. She said, I'm gonna go yeah. a different route.
I love that.
She never looks in the mirror. And I was talking about this. We'll
wow.
go me and my mom go whole days without looking in the mirror. And it's just it's from and I want to raise my daughter like that too, where like you
yes.
know when you see a little girl come in, everyone goes, oh, I like your shirt, it's so pretty. Your
yeah.
hair looks so pretty. Stop doing that to girls because then
yes.
they think that's how they're observed. When a girl walks in, you say, what do you like to study at school?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's I purposely do that to little girls. Like,
yeah.
A girl,
you train them to tell them their
money.
Brain. on Taylor Strecker's show yesterday, we were talking about how 5 in 6 women, I think, have eating issues. And she was like, who is a girl who doesn't have an eating issue who loves her body? And I was like, it's Hannah Berner.
I had eating
and whenever,
issues, though.
But whenever I'm around you, I
yeah.
feel healthy because of the
oh.
way you talk and treat your body.
Oh.
It's a vessel, but it's not, you don't value it the way a lot of people do.
Thank you. And when I did have my eating issues, it stemmed from tennis and perfectionism.
And control.
It was
sure.
never about looks.
You can, but you can feel that, I think.
Thank you. So moving forward with that, it's like my dating energy is like,
yeah.
I think hot guys like me because I don't care about like their hotness that much.
Right.
I mean, I want to be with them for the
well,
hot.
Yeah.
I don't put hotness on pedestal, let's say.
Yeah.
Like I love being like, cool, you're hot. I've been around athletes my whole life. You have a six pack. I don't give a shit.
That's what it is. You're like, cool, you're hot. Me too. What else?
Well, as soon as somebody describes themselves as athletic, I feel like I
walk
automatically
out the door.
Like retreat. And I'm
somebody
like,
literally on a dating
gonna...
app, his first question to me was, what do you do to stay active? And
ew!
I was like, I can't respond.
What do you do to stay active? I'm on
Eat?
Tinder. What are you talking about?
Swipe.
This is
like,
as active as it
sexually
gets.
Sexually active Tinder.
It was just very weird. And I was like, I don't like that question.
No, so I don't. I think abs are actually so vain on
ugh,
men.
Disgusting.
Unless you're training.
So
they
it's
hurt,
the girl that's
too.
Like always
it's natural.
Fucking men that have like 9 pounds.
But I think it's because when they're around me, they could tell I'm not intimidated by them.
Yeah.
And instead, I'm like, I like to objectify them because
yeah.
that makes me feel in control and
absolutely,
powerful.
Absolutely.
And then I make fun of them to my friends on how stupid they are.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's why
is
I'm
it
single.
Healthy? I don't know.
I
it didn't sound it, but it's something. It keeps you
but
in control.
It gave me, it kept me in control. Where a lot of the time, dating is just trying to keep control of your mind and stay sane.
Yeah.
So when I'm feeling like I don't want to get hurt,
yeah.
I just find a fucking hot dude that I don't actually like because I know he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And we let it play as it plays.
We let it play out. You know what? I am hearing some issues in that.
These are
okay.
these are first child
this
issues.
These are first child issues.
We all have issues.
I think
we
the
do.
First
ours
child.
Are just worse.
We yeah. have. Yeah. I think I have expectation.
Yeah.
I think first child. I love that my brother's gotten engaged before me because
it takes
now,
the pressure off.
Oh,
bless.
No one's asking me about kids or getting married.
Oh.
Daniel's going to have a wedding in October. It's going to be fabulous.
Fabulous.
And I can sit back and do who knows what
yeah.
with my life. But he's gone. It's funny. As the younger child, he's gone the like straight.
What's your dad?
He is the youngest.
There you go.
But he's the only son.
That and that that's different too. Things. I'll say
it changes.
That.
He said his two sisters got most of the attention. He kind of was forgotten.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. In Jewish culture, at least. Well, it could also be a little bit
in his mind that he was forgotten.
I think that he was spoiled.
That's a youngest child
thing. That's such a youngest child.
Like, I wasn't spoiled. Yeah, you were, sweetie.
He was 100% spoiled.
Yeah.
But he wasn't given attention, if that makes sense. Like anything he wanted, they're like, yeah, you can have it. But he wasn't like. By the time they had basketball practice, my grandpa was like, figure it out. Like, you're the third one. We don't, like, you'll get there on time.
And that's why he was so hard on you.
Yeah, because he wanted to give me all the attention he didn't get maybe with sports.
And I think also when the first child comes, the parents are like, it's game time.
Yeah.
Like, it is game time to right every wrong that's happened, to correct everything, to make this child perfect.
Yeah.
When the second comes, they're like, what was the plan?
I think the second child, the last child's always better. Because the first child... I think I have inherent anxiety because, like, God forbid I, like, slept too long or, like, didn't come home the right time. My mom would freak out. I'm the first child.
Wow, yeah.
You could, like, I remember my dad dropped me on my head a little, which explains a lot. My mom, like, lost her damn mind, as she should. Like, the first child, you know, they're so scared.
Fragile.
And there's that energy.
Yes.
Or with my brother got to just kind of, like, have less pressure on him and do things how he wanted, listen to his own voice. And he has a much healthier relationship
with
like himself, because I think he had time to be like, what do I want? Where I was just like, mom, dad, what are we doing? We're in our team. We're a team together.
Aww.
I also was the firstborn in the entire family.
Oh,
Hannah. On both sides.
The confidence makes
sense. I was the first
child. Oh my God.
Of my grandpa and my grandpa on both sides.
Oh yeah. You were the number one.
And now you're like, famous. It's gotta be Thanksgiving.
I'm the only girl on one side. It's me and like all these boys, and everyone. It's true.
We
have
a psycho on our hands.
Now we know why. That makes a lot of sense.
It's all like, and Hannah, what are you up to?
Yeah, we're
which gets annoying.
To, well, but doesn't it not? My brother, when he was asked to watch us for the first time alone, my parents came home, and my brother was in the woods. And my parents said, what happened? My brother said...
Did you grow up by the woods?
Yeah.
Me too.
I know. I love your woods stories.
It would be weird if he was in the woods and she didn't grow up in the woods. But continue.
Oh, so my parents were like, what the fuck happened? Because my brother was maybe 10. So I was 9. My sister was like 5 or 6. You know, we were young. And my brother goes, you would be so proud. I thought I heard someone come to the door. And I thought we were getting robbed. And so I ran to save myself. And my parents were like... But you left your sisters? And he's like, yeah. I saved myself, like the one you care about the most. And my parents were like,
good boy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My parents talk about that because my brother was so proud. He's like,
I pushed
Don't
Jesse
worry.
In front of the door and then I took off through the side.
Exactly. I would have taken a bullet for my siblings because I thought that's what my parents would want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what they did want.
Right.
He's like, I distracted them with Jesse's loud voice. I told her to sing a song. And I went out the back.
And my brother was always half my size.
That is so cute.
I could have eaten my brother.
Adorable.
Really great for
there
him.
Is this one video that we'll watch that shows me and my brother playing with toys, and it shows my brother like turns away and I take one of his toys and I move it. I think it's so funny. And he starts crying. My brother's like, see, you tortured me. And I was like, excuse me, sir.
Have you heard of pranking?
Have you heard of punk?
You tortured?
Have you heard of
torture?
That's the youngest. That's
a great day.
The one thing about being the oldest is that physically I was stronger, so we'd be eating dinner and we all just wanted to get back to play on our one Nintendo to play Pokemon. I don't know why.
You only had one?
We only had one.
To share?
I don't know if we weren't doing well back then, but like... I think about it, my parents should have gotten 2 Nintendos.
Well, just for sharing.
But it
Nintendos? Like that plug into the TV?
No, before that. Remember?
Like the little Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Yeah, okay.
We had one like green one. And if it like the battery, we were like fighting if the battery came out, you like had to start at level 0.
Oh.
And we'd be at like level 300. But it was so, it was like we'd be together.
Oh.
But we'd be like finish eating and we're looking at each other like the second we're done.
One of us
first
is getting
to the Game Boy.
Uh-oh.
And I would always just like pummel him and get the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And my dad fucked him up because we do this thing where on the corner of our block was this Mexican restaurant, Rancho Alegre, great quesadillas. And we'd all eat our faces off and then we'd feel like shit. And then my dad would go, okay, whoever gets to the house first is the winner. Go.
Is
and
the winner?
He would just say, go. And then me and my brother had to sprint up the block to get to our house. The competition in my family was insane. He would just, my dad would just go, go. And we would just
the
run.
Control he
yeah,
had.
I want to do that win. With my kids. Compete.
We'd play football. And again, I'm 2 years older than him. Yeah. And I would be like six. My brother was four. And my dad would be the quarterback.
Oh,
and we'd
man.
Alternate offense and defense. And my dad and I would be like doing crazy turns and drills, yeah. throwing Hail Marys. And I'd just pummel my brother. I'd be like, you suck, little bitch. And my dad would be like cheering me on.
Oh,
like,
man.
No wonder my brother was like, I don't need to do
I'm going like to just remove myself.
When I think about it, and we'd like make fun of my brother and be like, look how he runs with his head bobbling.
Oh my God.
I feel like we should get the whole Burner family in here.
I know. I feel like we could help.
My brother, who lives in Astoria, is actually, he's hysterical.
Yeah.
But he just was like, I don't want to be a part of any shit my family's doing.
Wow.
That's
Hannah
sort
does.
Of, that's an old, my older brother was always like the most sane, like level-headed, yeah. never like really talked a lot. He still is like
oh.
this. So he's very quiet, but
how,
he always
is
like,
he hot?
If I kept going about like saying ridiculous shit,
yeah.
he would just like haul off and punch me once and then game over.
That's why you have a good
like
personality.
That.
No. Good personalities are people who have been punched in the face.
Yes.
You know your boundaries.
And I had punched my little brother in the face once.
Well, to teach him a lesson.
To teach him.
But he was annoying.
I used to play these crazy games. Now I'm remembering the torture. I'm like, yeah. I didn't do anything. We'd be in the car and I would have chips. And my brother would be like, I want to have a chip. And he couldn't pronounce his R's. He was so cute. And he couldn't spell and I could. And I'd be like, okay, we have to spell something right and I'll give it to you.
Oh God.
And he'd be like, okay, and I'd be like, school. And he like couldn't get it. And oh. I just and he would start crying and I would just give him more stuff. And he's also this is my brother. If you ever realized that if you just ignored me, I'd stop. He's the kind of kid that like I'd poke and he'd be like, stop it. And I'd be like, well now I have to do it for the next hour.
Yeah, with that reaction, what's one
so
to
he
do?
He was that little annoying kid that like would react so easy and I loved annoying him.
That was me.
More than you were sensitive?
I was the brother, yeah. I was the one that would like, I was very, my parents would yeah. always, always talk about how sensitive and traumatic I was.
That's my brother. Yeah. My brother.
And I'd be like, I'm not sensitive.
Yeah. No, but the fact your parents, see, my parents would yell at me and say, Hannah, stop it. I'm like, he's such a little bitch. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I have to, and he'd be like, don't touch me. I'm like, well, now I have to. Where your parents, I love when they're like, you're sensitive, suck it up.
What were your chores like? Because I remember saying on repeat many times, I'm the maid. I was like, I'm the slave labor.
Well, we would have to break up. So my house, we had like a living room, family room, kitchen were like the only main like living spaces. So when my mom would go to work, she would always leave us a note of like what needed to be done.
Yeah.
But we would always have to, one of us had to take each room. But obviously the kitchen's the worst.
See, yeah, one's the worst.
And so then I would always do the kitchen.
See, that's a middle child.
Yeah. Where do I even begin? My mom's OCD Italian and cleaning is her, like what she
love
loves
language,
to do, her love language. Almost. It's like she comes home and she just, it's how she like relaxes.
Mm.
So
what a treat. I need
great.
To marry someone
but
like
I
that.
But I also, same. Every day after school, I would have 2 hours of tennis. So by the time I came home, I'd have to do my homework, eat. So
yeah.
like tennis was kind of my job. So
okay.
I'd have to like clean my room. But if I left it long enough, my mom would just clean it. And so my brother and I were pretty like, we didn't have that many chores.
Oh, okay.
It was more like they would just tell us to do something. We'd do it in that moment.
Yeah.
But it's great to have an OCD parent.
I can only imagine.
Speaking yeah. of maids.
Yeah.
I have a great transition for this.
I already love it because I think I know it.
Our middle child of the day was the star of the movie
Made in Manhattan.
Wow.
Can you believe?
That was such a good transition.
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the block.
Why have we not seen her siblings? Why doesn't she bring them on
red carpet?
She
does. She recently posted a picture with them.
First of all,
their names are like Leslie and Linda.
Are their bodies as good as hers?
Probably not.
I'm going to assume not.
They didn't work
genetics.
The way she had to.
Oh,
she's
no,
a middle child.
Well,
she's
genetics
in the time.
And millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Plastic
professional
surgery.
Trainers, plastic surgery.
She's had the works, but she deserves the works.
She deserves whatever she wants.
Also, do you remember when like she had a great butt? Like that was what a great butt was, like a natural,
yes.
perky, nice butt.
Yes.
And now a good butt is like putting a truck load of cellulite, of fake cellulite,
yeah.
into your butt. Sorry, I just have to.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean. Cellulite.
I don't know what
you
it
don't
is.
Put cellulite in your ass.
I don't know.
Cellulite's like when you have the bumps. When people are like, she has cellulite, it's not a good thing.
What do people like? But cellulite is natural. Doesn't matter.
Silicone.
Oh, or what?
It's silicone.
Implants?
Yeah, butt implants.
Butt implants are silicone.
Yeah,
cellulite
right.
is like when people are like, she has cottage
I
cheese.
I said
ass.
Cellulite.
Don't say that.
That's what it's cellulite
Please
is.
Please don't
though.
Say that. Though.
I mean, I'm not saying it about anyone. I'm just saying what it is.
So you're triggered.
I'm not apologizing for describing what something is.
I'm not apologizing.
How dare.
I love cottage cheese.
Me too. And by love it, I mean I don't like it.
I hate it. Give me some ricotta.
Honestly, cottage cheese.
You like cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese on an omelet.
Get out of here.
Game.
Ew, get the fuck
cheese.
Out of here, you nasty hoe.
That's
who
Miss Nasty
Hoe
to you.
Cottage cheese on an egg.
Anyway, J-Lo's great.
Anyhow, we love J-Lo. And when you think about it, it's like, you know how you can feel from her, even Made in Manhattan. Homegirl was working to just get respect.
Yep.
And every movie, that was the number one thing. Because
enough? Hello?
Enough?
She had had enough.
Finally, with her child, she's in Secret Service.
Like,
I mean,
excuse me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She gets her training and she kicks some ass.
That's exactly it.
I think you could tell she's a middle child too because of the longevity of her career.
Yes.
Like, this bitch could have stopped after, you know,
she
Jenny
knew
from the
she's
block.
Like, this isn't easy. Nothing in my life has been.
And she said, I'm gonna take anything I can get. American Idol, I'll do it.
Actually, during American Idol, I was like, oh, is this like
Selena?
The end?
I'm there.
No, but I was like, is this the end for her? Like,
sure,
American Idol.
Sure.
Whatever. And then she's fucking coming up with new, just did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is what people don't realize. It's not just opportunities coming to her lap. This is a conscious choice of her to say, I want a long, successful career. She's fucking works a
my
little
mom
big butt off.
Pointed out an interview of to me with J-Lo because she was saying how when she took American Idol, her agents were like, this is a terrible idea. It's going to be like the end of your career if you do this. And she was like, I'll take my chances. I don't think it will. I'll never say no to anything. And that's also like, if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I don't know if Lisa Rinna is a middle child or not, but she always also says the same thing where she's like, I've had such a long career because I've never like looked down on any offer I've gotten and I've just done everything that comes my way.
You just have to be confident that you can recreate yourself and you're not, the industry doesn't control you.
And if you believe in it, it doesn't matter. It's like not it's thinking true. About what other people think, you know?
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when celebs were like, we don't do commercials. And now they're like, we do commercials.
Good branding is constant rebrand.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a middle child for you. It's a constant rebrand. Am I wrong? I don't think so.
No, I feel like I'm always rebranding.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know about that, actually. Am I up for a rebrand?
Oh, shit. Are you 6 weeks late?
Do I have to rebrand?
Did you check your mail?
Fuck.
The update?
You got to rebrand,
I better.
Dude.
But I feel like people don't understand that, like, celebs who are not doing anything.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have consciously decided we're good.
Yeah.
Like, we're done. We've made enough movies. You know, when you're like, where'd this person go?
Yeah.
I guess the industry just kicked. No, a lot of them are like, I'm good.
I was tired and I was rich.
Yeah. I'm tired and rich and I'm good.
I decided to sleep and spend my money.
It's like, remember Christina Aguilera? Every album, she'd be like a completely different person.
Yeah.
She went from like dirty to then she like went when she was like back to the 20s vibe.
Is Taylor Swift a middle child? She gives me first child
vibes.
She's the oldest.
Her parents moved with her to Nashville to be like, yeah, you're going to be a star. There is no way that bitch is a middle child.
Middle children normally don't come into themselves till like later in life.
Ooh.
Because when they were like, the way your parents even like did all the tennis with you.
Yeah.
My parents couldn't have done that with me.
Yeah.
I mean, for many reasons, choice being most deadly, and I wasn't
athletic.
When
I was eight, they were like, she's a star.
Oh.
When I was eight, they were like, she's going to be a professional tennis player.
Wow.
And that's why I think after tennis, I started comedy and I was like, yeah, I should just talk at people because what I say, people laugh at. Like, that's insane.
I saw an interview with Lana Del Rey and the interviewer was like, this was like when she was really at her peak. And they were like, are you so surprised at where you are? Blah, blah. And she's like, honestly, no.
Love that.
So many celebrities are like that. I think the first child syndrome is like, I know I'm going to be great. It's just how. And middle child is like, if I'm not great, I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
That is fair.
It's like okay, my parents
I'm
don't
literally
love
like,
me.
I am going to be a star or I will die.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll wait it out, but I'll get it.
It's like, I need love from literally everyone else in the world to prove to my parents they should have been.
See, I'm like, I know I'm great and I'm pissed that not enough people know it.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
It is funny.
I have issues.
We all do.
Well, I feel like this is a nice way to end talking about being stars.
because we are stars.
Because we are. And this podcast and I'm Hannah, so excited for.
Oh, thank you. Where can they find you if they're obsessed as
if
we
If you
are.
Love this podcast, listen to my podcast, Burning in Hell, BERN.
Yes.
I have upcoming tour dates in.
Yes.
Check out my website, handbrain.com.
And we will be there.
Yes. Yes. Wait, where are we performing? I forget which one.
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Stress Factory in New Jersey.
Done.
I also have Stress Factory Connecticut. I have Texas dates coming up.
Which I'll be in Connecticut as well.
Yes, Chris is in Connecticut
as
well.
I love that.
Because Jesse was busy.
I'm so
sorry. Elise Morales will be there.
I love that.
There'll be a different energy. We'll see how that goes. And then San Francisco. And then watch Summer House. And then follow me at Being Burns.
Yes.
On Instagram. Love that.
And you can find Jesse at
Hinge.com.
I was gonna pretend to be you. Are you on Hinge?
Of course.
Good for you.
Thank you. It's the only one I'm on right now.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. But yeah, at Jesse Jollis on Instagram. And you can follow Chris.
F at Carrie Bradshaw. Thank you so much.
You guys
much.
Are really good at the ending part.
Oh, well, the ending we really have down. I'm like, what's happening?
Well, here's the thing is that like...
what is our sign
You know,
off?
I never... People say bye sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I say I'll talk to you later.
What
bye.
If we say something like... it's better I think you in the end middle with or like...
End with singing.
Why are we not ending with singing?
Yeah. And thanks so much for listening to...
Yeah.
Middle.
Wait, let's set it up and okay. then... Thank
you.
Are we editing any of this out? Probably
and,
not.
No.
And I could join in for the song.
Yes. Okay.
The best singer in the world.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. Thank you so much for listening to...
Middle Children.
Like, review, subscribe, please. Yes.
That's right. And if you write a great review, we have something special coming for you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
The Middle Children. Yeah.